Shalom to all. Today's officer Yisham Yarlo Daf Yod Aleph, and we're starting about halfway through the Amud with the words Berachas Hanifsika. That's a quote from the Mishnah. It's at the two dots, and in the old source of Daf, it's on Vav Amud Aleph, about three quarters of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah concluded by telling us that if he was mavrich something from his tree or vine, he took a branch, bent it into the ground, and then started growing its own root system. Since it's still deriving its nourishment from the parent tree, everything growing here is potter from Arla. However, once it's Nifsika, once it gets cut off the parent tree, then it's considered like it's being planted right now, and therefore, if the fruit grows a 200th more of its current size, then that means we don't have bittel, because bittel of arla is 1 in 200. So any amount of arla that grew here that has more than 200 parts non-arla being mevatel it, so there's no arla issue. However, once it's less than 200, then already it's going to be usur because of arla. Now, our review Dan Rudin tells us loisav davar brecha. It's not ultimately that we're only talking about this case of brecha. El afilu ilan, even if it's just a regular tree, namely we have a tree that's growing and it's past its arla years and it has fruit on it, and then it gets totally uprooted from the ground and then replanted, we say that those fruits growing are only going to be usur once the arla exceeds 1/200th of the fruit. Now, why is it the review done has to tell us this? Because of the following: an onion that was uprooted, and then he took meiser off of that onion, ushsalai, and then he replanted that same onion. Kimin shehishrish, once it took root again, meiser fikulai, he has to take meiser off of the entire thing. Once again, we have a repeat of his din showing how it's relevant over here. Rav Chiya says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, batzel sha'akra yushsalai, this onion that was uprooted, meiser is taken off of it, then replanted. Kimin shehishrish, meiser fikulai, once it takes root, he has to take meiser off of everything, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yudin had to tell us this about the tree. Delight tizber memer of hachakain, that you should not think the same thing here. Don't think that if a tree got uprooted with its fruit on it and then replanted, the moment that it's replanted, that fruit is automatically usur because of arla, just like the onion, the moment you replant it and it takes root, automatically everything has to have meiser taken off of it. No, the tree case is the same exact thing as the havracha case in our Mishnah. It's only once the fruits that are currently here grow a 200th more, then we don't have bittel anymore, and only then they're usur. But before then, they're not usur. And we continue discussing this bittel of 1 in 200 when it comes to arla. Chilfai shal Reb Yechon Reb Shem and Lakish. Chilfai asked the following question to Reb Yechon Reish Lakish. Tevel, mahu she asur b'yasur masayim. What about tevel? This is not tevel with a tes, which means produce that doesn't have trumer meiser taken off of it. This is tevel with a tuf, which has to do with the word tavlin, spices. In other words, let's say a person used arla spices to flavor a dish, and there's actually more than 200 parts heter. Perhaps we should still say that it's usur, because since these spices are here to flavor, maybe we would say that the whole dish is usur, because we have arla flavor here. Again, even though our proportion is more than 1 in 200. So Amrulay, he told him, according to some of your sites, it's Amrulay, they told him, Ein tevel b'yes from Masayim, there's no problem with spices with more than 1 in 200. As long as our proportion is 1 in 200, that's okay, even though they're here to flavor the dish. Ask the Gemara, how could we say this? But Tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, Kol mechametz v'metabel v'medameya. This is a Mishnah later on that tells us that if a piece of truma, arla, or kelaim sourdough was used to make chulin dough rise, or truma, arla, or kelaim spices were used to flavor a dish, then it's usur, or again, if we're talking about truma, then it has the din of truma. And now, analyzing this Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, in Tamar Lemea Masayim, if you want to tell us that the case being spoken about in this Mishnah is that the proportion of truma or arla was 1 to 100 or 1 to 200, you'd alpha on base on top, afilu loy chimetz, afilu loy tibel, then even if the dough did not become chametz, meaning even if it didn't rise, or if it wasn't flavored, it still would be usur, because we don't have the proper proportion. Truma is only about to 1 in 100, and arla is only about to 1 in 200, and if we don't have these numbers, of course the dish or the dough is going to be problematic. Why would the Mishnah have to tell us this? It must be that since the Mishnah is telling us a special din, that if we had truma or arla that fell in, it's going to usur the dish or the dough, it's obviously it's referring to a case where there was technically enough for bittel, still it's usur, because the spices make a real impact. And that's a question on what they just told Chilfai, that no, even though we're dealing with spices that are very powerful and are meant to flavor things, still the proportion is 1 in 200, and we're not machmir with it. It seems to be from the Mishnah that we are machmir. So the answer is you're right, elabai novimanan kaimin. When we say, meaning when Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish responded, that we don't have to worry when arla flavors something else, we just have to focus on our 1 in 200 ratio, that's talking about grapes. Grapes don't provide such a big flavor to the thing that they're put into, and therefore as long as we have the proportion of 1 to 200, they'll be bittel. Again, even though they're there for flavor. Other things, on the other hand, you're right, we see from this Mishnah very clearly that we just quoted, that even though there's more than 200 parts heter to the arla, there still wouldn't be bittel, because again, it's there for flavor. Now we just qualify this idea about grapes. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, B'shalai Tzomku. This is only if the grapes that were used for flavor didn't shrivel, meaning they weren't turned into raisins, then they don't provide so much flavor. Avolim Tzomku, but if they had shriveled, then Yash Tevel B'yesrim Asayim, there is this flavoring issue and even more than 1 in 200. And Rav Chiya says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan slightly differently, B'shalai Bishalai, that's only if these grapes weren't cooked. Avolim Bishalai, if they were cooked, then Yash Tevel B'yesrim Asayim. Now continuing to discuss this concept of Nice and Tam, some something put into a dish to give it flavor. And right now in our Havamino, we think that we're talking about spices. So Prabhupada Gir says to skip this entire first line of Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Shuba Levi b'shem Rabbi Pedaya and instead replace it with the words Rav Chiya Barva. So here we have our first opinion. Rav Chiya Barva tells us, Nois Neitamim Echon Mimeya, that when Isser is put into a dish to flavor it, the bittel that we have to have is 1 in 100, and that's the only way we're going to say that the Isser doesn't cause any flavor into the heter. Now the Prabhupada Gir says to skip the next two lines, and Amar Shmuel Bar V'Yitzchak Rav Chiya Barva, Rav Shmuel Bar V'Yitzchak asks Rav Chiya Barva, Ha Rabbi Yosi Palagalach, Rabbi Yosi argues on you. Rabbi Yosi holds a proportion of bittel is 1 in 60, not 1 in 100, and besides for that, we have even a bigger issue. Umasnisa Pligal Trechain. We have a Mishnah, the one that we just quoted above, that argues on both of you. What does Mishnah say? Kol Mechametz B'Matalvam Dameya. Again, if we have a piece of Truma Arler Klein sourdough that was used to make a Chulin dough rise, or Truma Arler Klein spices that were used to flavor a dish, this entire dish is going to be Asur, it's going to be treated as Truma. And once again, we ask, in Tamer Lamea Masayim, if you want to say the Mishnah is telling us that there wasn't a proper proportion of 1 in 100 for Truma or 1 in 200 for Arla, Afil Lechim, it's Afil Light Tibel. This dish or dough would be Asur, even if it didn't rise or even if it wasn't flavored, because we just simply don't have the proper proportion. So El rather must be Yasser non Kaiman, that this Mishnah is referring to that there was even more, meaning there was more than 100 or more than 200 to be Mevatel the Isser, and still we say that it's Asur. So we see that when we're dealing with spices that are Asur, that are flavoring a mutter dish, the magic number of bittel is not 1 in 100 or 1 in 60, it can even be more than 1 in 200. So how can we understand this Machlekes Rav Chiya Barva and Rav Yosi? So Rav Yirmiya answers that we totally misunderstood it. They're not talking about spices flavoring a dish. Tifter, we can explain as follows, basar b'basar, we're talking about meat and meat. We're not talking about spices that are extremely powerful. We're talking about where we have Isser meat that was cooked with Heter meat, and we want to know, up until what point do we say the Isser imparted its bad flavor into the Heter, and at what point do we say that, no, there's no problem, there's no Isser flavor in this dish. And that's what the Machlekes says. Rav Chiya Barva says it's 1 100, and Rav Yosi says it's 1 in 60. But spices, obviously, even if it's more than 1 in 200, since spices are very powerful and potent, and they're meant to flavor the dish, then we already discussed different numbers. Now, Rav Yosi just clarifies, he basar b'basar, this Machlekes is not only when there's meat cooked in meat, meaning Isser meat cooked in Heter meat, it's also he shar kol advarim, all other things, meaning all other Isurim that are cooked with Heter, except for spices, obviously. And where do we get this from? Dam Rabavo, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, kol Isurim b'sharon oisen kilu kein. All Isurim are evaluated as if they're this. What does it mean as if they're this? So this refers to something we had at the end of Masechas Trumas, and we're going to have it later in this Masechta as well. Let's say Isser got cooked with Heter, and we don't know if it's nice and tam. Is there enough here to impart negative flavor or not? And what we do is judge this thing that fell in as if it's a butzel or koplet, an onion or leek. These are the two strongest flavor imparters, if you will. And we evaluate that if this were to have been an onion or a leek, would it have imparted its flavor? If yes, then the dish is usser. If not, then it's mutter. And therefore over here as well, once again, this machlokes between Rav Chiya Barva and Rav Yosi is not just with meat and meat, as with other Isurim as well, but again, not spices. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining what exactly the machlokes between Rav Chiya Barva and Rav Yosi is. In the first place, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.